here in our studio right now, it just so happens that we have another mentor-mentee relationship to celebrate. And with us, we have Shalia. Hello.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good.
And let me introduce who is here with you before I come back to you. And that's Ashanti McCormick. Hello.
Hi.
And back to you, Shalia. Can you tell me about yourself?
Well, I'm 10 years old. I go to Propel Hazelwood. And yeah.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Go outside and play.
And when you go outside, do you like sports or the playground? Are there certain things you especially like to do when you're outside?
Sports.
What do you play?
At school, I play basketball outside.
Excellent. How's your foul shots? Are you getting good?
Kind of.
It's hard to do foul shots. I've been to Propel Hazelwood. It's a great school. Do you have any subjects that you especially like?
Science and reading.
I had a feeling you liked reading. I don't know why I thought about that. I didn't really think about science, but I'm not surprised. What are you learning about in science now?
Well, not that much.
Is there anything recently that was covered in science that was kind of cool?
Matters.
Like Earth, or solid, liquid,
yeah.
And gas?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun. Did they tell you that special thing about water?
Not that much.
That water, gosh, now I should know this. I can't believe I'm having to think about this. Water, shame on me. Water expands when it's frozen, right? Yes, water expands when it's frozen. Most liquids contract. Did they talk about that?
Yes.
I thought so. Had to think for a minute. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening? Any family members or friends?
I want to give a shout out to my dad.
How nice. Anybody else?
And that's it.
Okay. I just wanted to be sure. Let's meet your mentor from the University of Pittsburgh. Her name is Ashanti McCormick. Tell me about yourself.
Hi. I am a senior studying finance and HR at Pitt, and I've been mentoring for 4 years with Strong Men, Strong Girls.
And what got you interested in doing this?
I had mentors growing up, not through an actual program like this, but just like from family members or basketball coaches. And so then my freshman year, I went to the activities fair, and at first I just saw pink. And I was like, that's cool. And then I saw kids, and I was like, that's even better. So that's what drawed my attention to the organization, and then I joined.
So can you two talk together a little bit about your relationship and how you interact with each other?
So we met, did we meet last year?
Yeah.
Last year I was a mentor at Propel Hazelwood, and Shalia was probably one of the funniest girls at the site. It was just never a dull moment with her. And so when we got this opportunity, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen her in a little bit. Mentoring's now over. And so I thought this was like the perfect opportunity to meet back up again.
And how did you feel about Ashanti when you first met?
She was the best mentor.
So what does it mean when somebody is a mentor? Or there's some people listening that might not understand exactly what that is. Can you talk a little bit about what Ashanti does or what you two do together?
Well, we do activities like our journaling. I can't say it.
Journaling.
Yes, that. And we read our books about mentoring stuff.
Oh, nice. Do you ever look over things you're doing in school at all, your schoolwork? Or is it mostly just life things that you talk about?
Yeah. Mostly life skills and strong women in society. We try to just focus on the girls as a total person outside of education.
I think it's pretty amazing what you do for a living, or not for a living, but what you're studying to do for a living, human resources and finance.
Yes.
And you've got to be excited. In fact, are you done? Because classes end early at Pitt.
Yes, so in a week, I will be graduating.
So do you have any papers left to write or any finals?
I do. Lots of papers to write. I'll be writing them after this.
You don't look very stressed at all.
I don't know. I think it's all happening so soon. So I think come see me at the end of the week and I might be losing it. But for now, it's all good.
So Chilia, has Ashanti kind of inspired or I guess if she has or any, you've read about other women and learned about the great impact women have had and that you can have as you become a woman. Has anything stuck with you? Any things that really inspired you or, you know, kind of just surprised you?
Well, she inspired me to be a strong woman and a strong girl. Well, a strong girl.
What does that mean exactly, to be strong? I mean, in your own, I'm just curious what it means to you. I mean, I know what the word means, but
it means to me that she teaches us how to be ourselves.
That's really a good way of putting it, to not be what somebody else wants you to be, right? Or to pretend to be somebody other than you are. That's a great way of putting it. What does it mean to you, Ashanti, to be a strong woman or a strong girl?
I think first and foremost, I'm glad she caught the individuality. I think that's like the most important things for girls is to first and foremost be comfortable with who you are and love yourself, because that's a hard thing to do sometimes. And then I think to go along with that, women who follow their dreams and just try to make a difference, not only for themselves, but the world. I think they're some of the strongest women out there.
Yeah, that's a great strength to be able to have ripples that impact so many people. Have you thought at all about what you might like to do or some of the things you might like to do as you become a woman in terms of studying or learning things or having a kind of job or a place in the community?
Yes.
What do you think some of your dreams are?
I want to become like a mentor, like Ashanti.
That's wonderful. And Ashanti, you have a mentor too, as
I
part
do.
Of this program. She, I think, runs on Saturday mornings, right? So she hasn't. she wasn't able to be with us,
or
might be en route. But can you tell us about Tammy? She helps mentor you, right?
So I met Tammy my freshman year. So we've stuck together for 4 years now, and the initial meeting, the way we do the program is you go to like a speed dating opportunity. So you get to go and meet with different mentors and ask questions and then move on as like when the bell dings. And Tammy and I hit it off immediately. She's also in finance and I've met her family and she took me on as a mentee for like my career aspects and like the educational side, but she really gave me what I was looking for, like family-wise in Pittsburgh. So she made Pittsburgh feel more like a home for me.
Where are you from originally?
Dayton, Ohio.
I didn't even think to ask you that because you seem so at home. So you see, the way that strong women, strong girls works is Tammy is an adult mentor who is mentoring Ashanti, who, while an adult, is early in life, and Ashanti, in turn, is mentoring Chilia, so it all comes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met Tammy?
No.
Yeah, and maybe there'll be opportunities to do that.
We were hoping today.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll have another chance. I hope that I'll get a chance to see you again. You mentioned reading, that you like reading a lot. Are there any books that you've read recently that you really enjoyed, or maybe as part of Strong Women, Strong Girls, you read something that you'd like to share?
My favorite book is High School Musical.
Wow. You know, just a couple weeks ago, we had some students that sang a song from High School Musical who were here. That was just done by Pittsburgh Musical Theater. It was High School Musical Junior. But do you like to sing and dance?
Mm-hmm.
That would probably be a fun book. Do you get to be in plays at all or to get on stage? That's great. I wonder you're comfortable being yourself.
Yes.
Was there anything else either of you would like to say?
No.
And Strong Women, Strong Girls, if you go to SWSG, Strong Women, Strong Girls, .org, you can learn more. I have our official Saturday Light Brigade radio patches, one for each of you.
Thank you.
As a memento of your visit. And I also have a pass to the Children's Museum that will let you in free of charge and four people all together. And it's certainly been great to have you here. Thank you to both of you.
Thank you so much for
and
having us.
Congratulations on demonstrating the power and magic of mentoring.
Well, thank you.